Hello, this is Sophie from Simplera, and in this video, we will try to create a new automation to show some of the most useful features in the automation. So to find your automations, you go to marketing and click on automations down here. And from here, you can create a new one from scratch by clicking on this blue button. The first thing we need to choose is what object type we want. We can choose to fire the automation depending on a certain action our customers take. Maybe they subscribe to a list, maybe they purchase a product, they sign up for an event, fill out a worksheet. If you're not 100% sure what your automation should be based on, I would recommend that you choose this one flexible. By picking flexible, you make sure that all triggers are going to work for your automation. Here on the right side, I'm just going to give this a name. And for this example, I'm going to create an automation that will give access to course module. So I will call this online course module release. Okay. And now the automation has been created and we are currently inside of the automation and we can start building it. So in this example, as I said, I want to release modules to people who sign up for my course, people who purchase my course. So in this case, I will add a trigger. And I will say for this object type, I will choose product. And I will choose this one, when somebody is activated as a participant for the first time. And then I will just make sure to pick the right product down here. It is this one, online course Fit for Fight. So I'm picking this one and I'm saving changes. And now we can see that we have our first trigger for this automation. Now for the first step in this automation, I want to send people an email welcoming them on the course. So I'm going to add a step and it suggests me to send an email. This is exactly what I want to do. So I'm going to write my welcome email down here. Welcome on the course, module one is ready in here, some more details. And then once I'm done with this email, I save the changes. And this is now the first step in my automation. Now, if I want to give them access to a course and a course module, I will do it in this order. So first of all, I want to give them access to the membership site where my course is hosted. So I add a step. And then I choose action, and instead of sending out an email, I scroll down and find this one, membership site, give access to a site. And then I pick the membership site where my course is hosted, and it's on this one. Then I save changes. And then for the next step, I want to give them access to the course. I add a step, action, do this. Scroll down. This time we're looking at the course section. We give access to a course. And then I'm going in here, and it is this course, online course Fit for Fight. That is the same name as my product. I save changes. And now the final thing I want to give them access to is the first module within this course. For this course, I set all my modules to Dript. I can just show you. In here, if I go here and I say manage course, we can see that all my modules are set to Dript right now. And once they're set to Dript, I can give access through an automation. So I go back here, I add a step, I still select action, scroll down and find courses. And this time I want to give access to a course module. And then I find it in here. First, I pick the course, and then I can find whatever module I want to give access to first. Module one, save changes. Okay, so this is a great start on my automation. People get an email, a welcome email. They get access to the site, the course, the first module. And then maybe after this, I want them to wait for a week before getting access to module two. To do this, I add a step. And then here in the top, instead of selecting an action step, I'm going to select a wait step. So I want to wait for a while. I can put in a specific date here, or I can choose to have them wait for a number of days, or maybe even I can have them wait for a week. I can select if I want them to wait until a specific day of the week. In this case, I'm not going to do that, but I might just edit the time down here and say that I want them to get access at 8 o'clock in the morning. So I'm going to say wait until it's at least 8 a.m. and no later than 8 or 1 a.m. So this way I know that they will get access and get the emails early in the morning or 8 o'clock in the morning. So I save the changes and now I have my wait step down here. The next thing that should happen in my automation now would be for them to get access to module 2 and also get an email about their new module. So I add a new step. I select action here. I scroll down until I find give access to a course module. I select my course, my module 2, save changes, and then I also add a step where I write an email. So action send email, new module released. Module 2 is ready now. And then I could maybe also link to the course here if I wanted to make it very easy for my customers. Then I save changes and I can repeat these steps for module 3 and module 4. I can also copy steps. So if I duplicate this wait step, then I can drag it down like this. I can always drag these steps around. And I can then add access to module 3 and new email, add another waiting step, and so on. Now you can do a lot of things with automation. These are some of the most useful features, but just to show you what else you can do in here. First, you have the option to select the stop step. So if you want people to stop after a certain step, you can add this. You can also make a go-to step, saying that once they hit a certain step, they should skip until another step. You can add this wait step. We already took a look at that. And then for actions, you have all of these actions available. So you can choose to add or remove tags. You can subscribe or unsubscribe them from lists. You can have them purchase a product without paying, cancel existing purchase of a product. You can start another automation or stop, pause, continue another automation. You can give access to certain things. That's what we did for this automation. You can also create deal in pipeline, issue credit, all of these things down here. These are not as common, but it's good to know that you can really do almost whatever you want with these automations. Now, the final thing I want to show is conditions for steps. So you can choose to say, let's say that I had a course that module 2 was a bonus module and I only wanted certain people to get access to this module. Then I can go and edit this step and I can add a condition to the step. So I can say people should only go through this step if they meet some criteria. Maybe they should only go through this step if they have purchased a certain product. Maybe if they purchased this product, then they are allowed to get access to module 2. And of course, only then they should also get this email. So I will add the same condition to this email, saying that this email should have a condition that it should only be sent if people have purchased this product on any date. Save changes. And this way you can really have a big group of people on your automation, but still make differences in what content they receive access to and what emails they receive as well. So this was a little bit about automations in Simplera. It's really one of our most useful tools. So I hope that you will take a look and create your own cool automations in here.